Welcome, friends. We have another great show planned for you today. We have back these wonderful women that are, Dina's not so much into the wellness part, but you
I don't advertise that.
But you do some content writing, and we have Jane here, and she does some energy work, correct? And Carrie from Pinnacle, welcome back.
Thank you.
And of course, we have our good old Christian here from Rough Riders, and we appreciate you being here.
Good morning.
We look forward to hearing what you have to say. And hi, Zach.
Good morning, Anita.
How do you like your handwritten notes this morning?
Hey, that's better handwriting than mine, so I can read it.
Well, I sat down last night and I was trying to get my thoughts together after this wonderful move, which I want to announced that Brooke, that was on the show last week, congratulations on her new place. She found a place and a roommate, and she's got a fireplace and all kinds of things going on in her new place. And she's been touching base with me all this week, and people are still reaching out to her about this housing problem we're having here in Reno and Sparks. I'm so glad that we had her on, because her rent got raised 120% on her in 1 month. And we're all kind of facing a little bit of stuff like that, and there needs to be something done. So she's become an advocate for that, and we want to support her in that and helping other folks. And I did run into my homeless lady. I had spent an afternoon in January with a lady, and Eddie and I ran an errand, and I came back, and she was walking up past the Reno Town Mall here, and I gave her a big hug, and we just held each other in the middle of the street out there, and she's doing well. She told me, "Anita, I'm going to change my life. I don't want to live like this anymore." And she remembered my name. She has dementia. So for her to remember my name and who I was and get that love hug, you know, the one that you can feel from deep in their soul that they're really appreciative of you, is it makes you feel really good. And I was glad to be a part of that. Thank you for everyone out there who is listening, tuning in, liking us, subscribing to our channel on YouTube. We really appreciate you and all the donations that you have sent in and the different things that you're doing to help this show. Your kindness overwhelms us and humbles us, and we look forward to bringing you more and more businesses each and every week. And I have some events I just wanted to throw out there. I know Apothic Band, they've been on the show. I need to get them back on and just kind of refresh everybody on them. And they've had some band members change around, but they're going to be at Midtown Wine Bar. And they'll be there Saturday, June 1st from 8 to 11. And then this Saturday, we have a spaghetti fundraiser for David Michelson. He's the man that's getting a kidney at the end of this month. He's going through a transplant. And they're having a fundraiser for him to help him with the costs after that. And that'll be Saturday, 5 to 8. And how did you say that restaurant, Zach? Is it Espalon's? Or?
Yeah, I think it's Espalon's
Grill. And it's out there in Mound House. Mm-hmm. So if you need information, you can find that on my Business Connections with Anita page. I posted that fundraiser. And, of course, we have fundraiser going on for Christian, which I've been a little lame on because of my stupid phone service, but we may have to extend that date so that I can get on top of that a little more. But we are raising money, and it's coming in, and it's coming in, and we appreciate those folks helping you get that van fleet.
We certainly do.
Yeah, and I want to turn it over to you for here a couple minutes, and tell us about the why you need these vans and what your organization does for people just tuning in and haven't heard you before.
Yeah, so we are a local dog rescue nonprofit, and our main focus is transport. We pull dogs from kill shelters in Southern California, Central California, Southern Nevada, bring them back up here, and work with the different rescue and shelter groups to get them adopted out. And currently what we do is we rent a van, typically like a Dodge Caravan, and we can pick up anywhere between 4 and 5 dogs at any given time. With the van fleet, the plan is to get a big commercial-sized van that we can do anywhere from 10 to 15 dogs at any given time and have a bigger impact per trip.
Yeah. And then one would be used for non-motel use, because I'm sure it's kind of hard to take 10 dogs.
Exactly. We're planning on having one, which is our long-distance van. You know, as I've mentioned before, we did a trip over to Ohio that took 3.5 days. Back in October, we did one up to the Canadian border through Minnesota. And having a long-distance van that has a bed and a kitchenette will really save us in expense for hotel rooms, food, and can really make those donation dollars go further.
Mm-hmm. What's that GoFundMe address so people can donate?
Yeah, it's GoFundMe.com/RRFleet.
Okay. Yep. And we look forward to helping you. And we'll probably have another fundraiser in the fall or something for you to kind of help raise. You know, maybe we can afford one van and we'll get the second one in the fall.
Hey, there you go.
However
steps.
It happens, yep. Right?
Now,
a little at a time. Yeah. Go ahead.
Now, one of the things is tomorrow at Noble Pie Midtown, we are having a fundraiser there, a joint venture between us and Dublin's Dream Dog Rescue. And it's a fun trivia night, so people can come out. $10 entry fee. We'll have lots of prizes, adoptable dogs there, and obviously any money we raise from that will help go towards the transport fleet as well.
And Dublin's Dream is Heather.
Correct.
And she had Piglet in here in the studio one time, so we want to lift you guys up in that fundraiser if anybody wants to get down the Noble Pie Company, right?
Is that it? Is the Midtown location.
The Midtown location, but man, they're their pizza's good.
It is good.
Mario took me there when we were first dating. We went for a big old slice of pepperoni pizza. It was really good. If you want to see more about me, you can do that at afdesigns.online. Also, you can email me at anita@americamatters.us. And we're getting ready to take a break. Stay with us, and we'll be right back to hear more from Christian.
Talking to Victor from Precision Diamonds. Victor, I remember you in the old days, Park Lane Mall, a kiosk. It's a lot different now, isn't it?
Man, that was a long time ago. 1988, we've been blessed that we've been guided, and finally we have bought an amazing building across the street from the convention center. We found a better way to serve you. You know, we call it home. We managed to create amazing energy. And when we say welcome to the family, boy, we really mean it.
It is a family affair.
Absolutely. And we couldn't have done it without our wonderful customers who believed in us for all of 27 years. So I'm here to really say thanks to all of our wonderful family members who we started as customers, who now we know each other's children and grandchildren.
All those years ago, a little kiosk in Park Lane Mall. Park Lane Mall's not there anymore, but you are still here.
Yeah, we have solidified our future by buying this beautiful building on Virginia Street. So we're there to serve you.
Thank you, Victor. Precision Diamonds, your local jeweler across from the convention center.
We're up all night, smoking it right. Fresh and delicious, through and through. A family tradition is waiting for you. Right here at Brothers Barbecue.
Catering an event or just enjoying lunch. Taste our traditional smoked barbecue beef and pork plates, bowls, sandwiches, Texas taters, and cornbread. For all your catering needs, Brothers Barbecue, 618 South Center Street.
Destination Midtown. Experience the difference. Reno's premier shopping extravaganza. Everything imaginable and more. Midtown matters. Get down to Midtown.
Ponderosa Meats, the anchor of Midtown since 1954. USDA Choice, USDA Prime Cut. Ponderosa grass-fed beef. Call 775-322-4063. Ponderosa Meats, tradition, quality, and prime service.
Midtown Reno. Experience the difference. Get down to Midtown. Midtown matters.
Hi, this is Ken Roberts, the host of Ken's Bulls and Bears Report. If you own real estate, paper, and other assets, congratulations. Now, you need protection. We live in a litigious society. Those with assets are sued all the time. Are you next? Protect your assets with solid asset protection strategies. Contact my friend Garrett Sutton and the Sutton Law Center. Garrett and his team provide affordable asset protection services with strong LLC and corporate formations in all 50 states. Better yet, they help maintain your entity on an ongoing basis so you're protected into the future. Garrett has written the bestsellers Start Your Own Corporation and Loopholes of Real Estate, among others, in the Rich Dad Advisor series. He knows asset protection. Visit his website at sutlaw.com. That's sutlaw.com, or call 800-700-1430. Sutton Law Center can help you protect your hard-earned assets. Call 800-700-1430 today, or visit sutlaw.com. Protect your assets now at sutlaw.com.
This is America Matters Media on AM 1180 KCKQ. A Lotus broadcast station. The power of radio since 1967.
To join the conversation, call 844-790-TALK. That's 844-790-8255. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back from the break, friends, and all of our Facebook listeners. We appreciate you guys tuning in every week here with Business Connections with Anita every Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
I want to give a shout out to Linda out there in Warsaw, Indiana. I see you're watching our Facebook Live, and I appreciate you so much, and I love you and miss you, and I will see you soon and give you a big hug, I promise. Speaking of her real quick before we get to Christian, she has a friend that she knows that is in need of a kidney back there in Indiana. He is now on the Minnesota list, and I keep everybody updated on his
status.
Yeah, status, progress, whatever you want to call it, on Business Connections with Anita. And he's very appreciative, and he's heard our broadcasts and very humbled at us extending our love to him and helping him try to find a kidney donor. So if you need more information about how to be a kidney donor, you can do that on my website, afdesigns.online. I have a link on there that we can do that. Christian, tell us about a dog and what else you have going on.
So we've got a few dogs in our foster system right now that are looking for homes. We have the two Thailand refugees who are Smiley and Sweet Pea. took Smiley to a home visit on Saturday, which went pretty well. Fingers crossed they decide to adopt him. And, I mean, given everything they've been through back in Thailand, they're quite well adjusted.
Yeah. And Damu's doing good with...
with Brittany over at Inline Canine. Yep. Yeah. And Damu is, you know, our special case that came to us from Contra Costa. He was... his owner, his homeless owner, was attacked with a knife. And he defended his owner, ended up losing his ear, and got his trachea nicked. And ended up in the shelter there. We got him pulled, and while he does great with people, he's got a little dog reactivity. So we've got him in a board and train with Brittany over at Inline Canine, and he's doing well. He's progressing pretty well, and we're getting to the point where we're going to start be looking for adopters or fosters for him.
Okay. How's Hagrid doing?
Hagrid's great. His new family loves him to death. I get updates and pictures pretty regularly, and we couldn't be happier for him.
Well, feel free to share that on Business Connections
of
with
course,
Anita Page, because I know my listeners, they always share your dog stories and different things, and I want to help you get your word out about your organization.
And we appreciate everybody who shares and comments and likes everything that we've got up there on social media.
Yep, and we do have a couple fundraisers for Christian. We have a Van Fleet. It's hard to say. Anyway, we have a Van Fleet fundraiser for you going on, and we also have the Noble Pie.
Yep, fundraiser. Trivia night tomorrow night from 7 to 10.
All right. Thank you for being here.
I appreciate it.
Dina Smith. We have you. Tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
Well, I'm Dana Smith, and my business is Describe Day, and you're looking at several of my clients right here. And what I do is content writing, and I also help Anita put together these shows, bringing you guys information that you may not have access to wherever you happen to be.
Or I don't have access to. It's all about connecting.
Yes.
And she has really done a great job at hooking us up almost all the way through summer. And now we just talked to these ladies about having a wellness series in September. So I think that's a good idea, especially a lot of times the senior centers have, you know, their health thing, their health fairs or whatever during that month. So I think it would be a good fit if you ladies can fit that into your schedule. But I want to get back to you. You've helped me a lot.
Oh, thanks.
And my views have really grown on my website, and I just really, really appreciate you, and I want you to know.
Well, I appreciate you, Anita.
And I will get my content written here one of these days.
You just have to write the facts down so that I have that information so I can turn it into what you're looking
for. The masterpiece.
For. Yeah, the masterpiece.
Yeah, and that's what she does. She does that for several different companies. And what else do you do?
Well, what else do I do, Jane?
Well, you've been interviewing some very interesting people.
I have been interviewing some very interesting people. In case you haven't or were not able to make the BioRegenesis conference, then you will need to be reading my LinkedIn page so that you can find out more about the folks who were there. The first piece that we have is for Jane. The second piece is going to be for Carrie at Pinnacle Wellness. But the third piece is going to be Dr. Stephen T. Sinatra, who actually is on the East Coast. And he has six pillars of healing. And they are very interesting for the heart because he's a cardiac doctor.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, it's definitely. It's really good. It's simple information, you guys, besides mild exercise. But he is hugely into nutraceuticals, targeted nutrition. And a lot of the doctors here locally just don't do that. A lot of doctors across the states, because there's no, they look at studies, they look at information that they have access to for labs, and they don't have that information. But the body creates its own set of chemicals that the heart absolutely needs. And so when a person is in heart failure or has a heart issue, they just put that back in and more with it. So, yeah.
It's very interesting.
It is. And his presentation was enlightening.
Good.
That way.
It was.
Yeah.
Zach, we don't talk too much about you. What have you been up to?
Yes, Zach. What do you do?
You do IT stuff, so how's that going?
Oh, goodness. I think my newest, easiest way to explain it is if it plugs into the internet, we probably work on it.
That's good. Yeah.
So we do security cameras. We do VoIP telephone service. We service your business laptops, computers, server, you know, server connectivity, network connectivity, maintaining business continuity.
And you focus on?
Cybersecurity.
Thank you. Yes, I also write for Celtic Fish.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Put me on the spot.
Oh, I'm sorry. But I have a little friend that joined me, and he's out here watching, and we appreciate him. He came by, and I met him a months ago, and we had a really good conversation. And then he stopped by I think a couple days ago and gave me a big hug. And I'm trying to coax him into the studio here to just at least say hi to the world, but he's shaking his head no at me. But he's over there in business connections with Anita, loves you very much, and we know that you're going to do awesome in your homeschooling. And it's just so cool to have someone sitting in actually in our audience listening to us, you know. I haven't had that before, you know. Now I'm attracting them in person,
yes,
not just through Facebook and
so
over the radio.
Recording in front of a live studio audience.
Yes.
There we go.
See, they're standing outside the studio right out here. Where see next will be like. Good Morning America, where we have people standing with the signs. I would love that. Anybody out there want to come stand with some positive energy back here behind us with a sign? That'd be freaking awesome. I'd love that. But yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
You're good.
But we're having lunch, and we're going to go and learn about trademarks and
intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, trademarks, copyright, that kind of stuff.
I need to know.
Yes.
Well, it's more than just that, right, for intellectual property. If you have proprietary information on your website, if you are a business that actually works with, I don't know, name it, food or any kind of programming, then you're going to have intellectual property issues. And so Jerry Carter, right?
With Sierra Crest Business Law Group. Yes.
Yes.
Hosting a lunch and learn today.
From 12 to 1.
Yep.
Yep.
And I'm excited about that because I'm... looking into trademarking my name, Business Connections with Anita, and the tagline, because I need to.
I've got a question for Zach, as it relates to internet security and IP as well. What is the importance of a VPN, a good VPN?
So generally, a VPN in the business world would be if you're trying to connect two offices together, or if you have your office and you're working from home and you want to take advantage of the security in place at your office. So say you have a higher grade router and firewall and protection there, then you can create a VPN is a virtual private network. So basically it creates an encrypted tunnel from whatever device you launch it on into wherever you're going. In the wider world, what's become popular with VPNs is if you want to protect your connection, your browsing data and stuff from your internet service provider, since with the latest laws that passed in the past 2 years, they can watch what you're doing and throttle your speeds dependent on what you're looking at. You can use a VPN into a VPN service's servers, so you create that connection, bounce through your internet service provider, so say Spectrum, into their servers, and then you have their gateway instead of your gateway. So it's just kind of staging where you're at, or some people like to bypass locks on their programming availability and basically kind of spoof their location in different countries or things like that. So, I mean, it's different levels of security, different levels of ways you can do things depending on what you're looking at.
Is there a way to stop? Is there a way to stop scammers?
That is a very broad question. It's best answered in a more narrow frame with each instance.
Okay.
So scammers, I mean, scammers could scam anything.
Right.
I mean, they could spoof your website. They can redirect. They can just try to hack into your computer. It's.
And scammers aren't just on the internet, everybody.
They're at your door now. There's imposters I saw going around Reno acting like they're cops. So if you're not sure, you can call 911, and the cops will never be alone. I read this on the news article. They'll never pull you over if it's just one cop. There's usually two cops, so that's your first key that, you know, maybe you want to dial into 911 and say, hey, am I being pulled over? And make sure that you're safe, because it is happening. Sparks has had a problem. So just want to make people aware.
And in reality, all that person did, it was a Sparks chaplain. Mm-hmm. And all he had was the lights in the vehicle. And so all he was really doing was getting people to get out of his way by turning the lights on so he can go by them.
Yeah,
pulling people over. And no, it is not true that there's always two. One officer will pull you over, and then if there's a problem, then they will request a second officer.
Okay.
But
the news article didn't say that, so that's fake news. Sorry,
well,
folks.
If you're reading it in the Gazette Journal, it's all fake news.
Oh, you guys.
That's not even worth the newspaper anymore is not even worth lining your birdcage with anymore. They don't have editors to edit their stuff, so.
Right. I guess we should probably take a break now, folks. We're running a little over. We'll be right back.
Once a powerful leader in the world of finance and insurance, a now retired Jim Stannard has taken on a new role as a singer-songwriter, fulfilling a dream that has burned for more than four decades, working with platinum-selling rocker Kip Winger and Afghan Whigs guitarist John Skibik to bring his songs to life. His debut release, Bucket List, has been met with enthusiasm. CD Baby syndicated writer Tony Mastriani wrote, "This album is refreshing and most probably more interesting than what you've been listening to this year. It is my sleeper pick for best independent label album thus far in 2018. Jim Hines from Make a Scene agreed. Some gems here. Stannard has both a gift for poetry and narrative, drawing from a well of influences that include such diverse artists as Warren Zevon, The Who, David Bromberg, and Robert Earl Keane. Bucket List's 11 original songs makes up what Roots Music Report calls a grows on you set from a fresh and highly believable voice. Order your copy at jimstannardmusic.com or download wherever digital music is sold.
It's your worldwide invite to Charbecue, the Butcher's Kitchen. Perfection, tri-tip, rib tips, and brisket. Rotisserie chicken with white sauce, all hardwood smoked. Old world sausage aged to perfection. Wood smoke fire, Charbecue, the Butcher's Kitchen. 7689 South Virginia. Call in and pick up dinner. Charbecue, the Butcher's Kitchen. Get in and get real. Destination Midtown. Experience the difference of Reno's premier shopping extravaganza.
City Mart and City Gas in the heart of Midtown. City Gas, 18 years of low gas prices with City Mart, good quick food, liquor, tobacco, and slot machines. City Mart and City Gas at the intersection of Center and Virginia Streets.
Midtown Reno, everything imaginable and more. Midtown matters. Get down to Midtown fun. Experience the difference. Midtown matters.
Hey, Hey, Dr. Phil here. I help people solve difficult and trying personal problems every day on my TV show, but there's one problem that's just got me stumped. Childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. That's one in five kids who may not know where their next meal is coming from, despite the fact that there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food out there to feed them all. Now, I don't know about you, but that is unacceptable to me. Luckily, the Feeding America network of good people is out there collecting surplus food and giving hope to hungry children and their families at local food banks all across the country. But let's face it, they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
This is America Matters Media
on AM 1180 KCKQ,
a Lotus broadcast station, the power of radio since 1967.
Are you shy and don't want to talk on the air? Text us your questions or comments to 775-237-2266. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to all of our live listeners, Facebook friends, YouTube friends, and anybody listening to the recording. We appreciate all of you. It's great to have you on another slightly cloudy Wednesday here in Reno.
Yeah,
it's going to rain.
They said winter storm up at the lake.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah, snow tomorrow.
Yeah, don't use that S word. Don't.
Bad.
Well, if you live in the valley, then we just get the prettiness of it. Then it'll get warm again, and then we'll just have beautiful snow-covered mountains, and it'll be 7 degrees down here.
Yeah, for
a
day.
I like that visual.
This is my favorite time of year, because we get that. Yeah. It's fantastic.
I coaxed my little friend in here, folks, and I wanted to say hi to Shiloh and welcome him in the studio to stand in and hang out with us. It's fun, huh? You can say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? Now you can get on Facebook and you can watch yourself on TV. It's almost TV. It's internet. But that's cool, huh? I'm glad you came over. I'm glad that you sped over here to get on and check out Business Connections with Anita. Jane, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
Nice
I come
to be
see
back.
You tomorrow. I can't wait to come and see you and then come back and tell my radio friends and my peeps out there and watching about your facility.
Great.
It's right over there off of DeLucci, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what's the name of your business?
Jane Rubenstein.
Oh.
At the
That's
moment.
Pretty easy.
Energy medicine. Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about your facility and what you do and how you help people. I know you have a little information about energy, so we'll finish up with that. And then we'll go into Carrie and what she does, because that flows real good with you guys. Kind of Cohen works together, I guess. You know what you do and what you can get at Carrie's. So you can take it away, girl.
Well, I have a little office. I don't have a big place, but I have a little office, and I work with people individually. Sometimes I have training classes.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, most of what I do is help people get in touch with their energies that are out of balance. There are 9 energy fields that balance our bodies, mm-hmm. and they all need to be working in tandem with each other. And so we investigate which energies are not functioning properly, balance them, and then I usually send people off with exercises to strengthen those energies so that we have a new energy habit in the field, because we need to strengthen that so that we can have resiliency.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that. I also help people track down emotional charges that usually happen at an early age that's causing them sabotage, either to keep them from getting where they want to be, who they want to be, where they want to go.
Okay, now is this different than a block? Like, is an energy block different than what you're talking about?
It's all energy. In the process of even doing the emotional tracking, energy blockages are released in the system and balanced. So I intermingle all those depending upon what shows up that needs to be worked on first, mm-hmm. second, third.
Mm-hmm.
The information about energy in general, a lot of people know about acupuncture, acupuncture meridians, energy in that system. That's one of the nine systems, the meridians. Those of you who still question that, there was a man found in the ice of a glacier in Europe,
okay,
in the Alps,
okay,
by a couple. He was frozen. When they came and autopsied him, they found out he was about 42 years old, and this was in 3500 BCE was when he lived. So we're talking about a 5,400-year-old man. And what they found was that he, when they did the autopsy, they found that he had parasites in his stomach, and, you know, indications of that, and that he also had arthritis. And then they discovered that on his back were tattoo marks along the spinal column, and the ones that, and that they found that they were the same acupuncture points that a person would have acupuncture for arthritis for parasites. So they know he was using those for those two illnesses. So we know energy's been worked with for a long, long time. We call this Chinese medicine because it probably originated from China, although he was in the Alps when this happened. He died a quick death because he was in a fight. They found he had an artery that was hit by an arrow, or not, wouldn't have been an arrow, some sort of spear or something. So then the glacier covered him over, and then we get to see what happens to the 5,400-year-old man.
How things can capsulate, I guess, over time, like fossils and different things, and you can learn so much about the earth and how it's changed, and in this case, the man's body and what he was doing to help himself.
Right.
Right. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's more stuff like that, like maybe in Egypt, because Egypt, they actually involved a lot of things. They came up with the first nail color because they used henna to you know, color themselves and do different things. And I bet there's a lot of medicine in the Egyptian culture that, you know, that you could, that's probably buried in mummies or whatever, and we don't know about it, right?
It's all about energy. It's all about balancing the energy and balancing those nine systems so that they can function together and feed each other. We have really good health if they're all functioning well. So I work my piece by helping track those energy systems that aren't functioning well, helping balance them, giving people the exercises, like I said, so that they can keep the balance going, so that they've got a process of really building the balance in the energy fields. That's
how hard is that for a disabled person? Like, if they can't, you know, I mean, I know energy has different forms, right?
Yes.
But how do we expel that energy if we're, like, in a wheelchair and we can't, you know? Because sometimes when you go for a walk, you know, you're renewed, you have a little more energy, you've gotten some air into your lungs. But people that aren't as physical and can't do those things, how does the energy work? Does it work differently for that person than it would, say, for myself?
I don't think it would work differently. I think that the process of getting that energy to move would look a little different. Obviously, they're not going to be out running.
Right.
But because the mind does not know the difference between something vividly imaged and something actually experienced, they could do the running in their head. I mean, there's lots of things that they can do to move energy.
The mind is a very powerful thing.
It is a very powerful thing. So intent is extremely important. So that's what I do where I'm at. I don't use a lot of tools. Sometimes I use tuning forks, which vibrate energy loose. I might send a person off with some acupuncture points to stimulate, which can exercise the meridians, move the energy back and forth, unstick it, so to speak, so that it's open and now it's flowing again well.
It's kind of like kicking your metabolism into gear.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
If you,
Jane is being...
quite humble in what she can do, actually.
Tell us.
I've worked with Jane, and she's not talking about muscle testing yet, which is applied kinesiology, right, Jane? So your subconscious mind, will you explain that information? Because you will explain it better than I do. Mm-hmm. I know it. So,
well, I use what's called muscle testing to track energy. And we're not really testing the muscle, we're testing the energy that moves through the muscle. But we use the muscle as an indicator, as if you were on a biofeedback machine. It is our biofeedback. Huh. Then on the emotional pieces that you're talking about, Dana, we can have the client make statements until we get to a point where we understand the belief that it's holding that's causing the issues. Because whatever we believe and put out draws back to us that. It's as simple as that. So if you want to know what your beliefs are, then look at what's in front of you. What's coming in?
And sometimes the first thing out of your mouth is what's on your mind.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's like when you meet somebody and they go, trust me. Oh, I'm not going to trust you. Because that was the first thing out of your mouth. And 9 times out of 10, that is the truth, you know. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful. If someone's having to say, trust me, right off the bat, there's something, you know. You earn trust.
Right, but there's a complexity when it comes to the mind and also body language, et cetera. Correct, everybody? Mm. And your brain takes in so much more information than your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is working at, what, 5%? 95% is unconscious or even subconscious or even more. So when someone says, trust me, depending on what exactly their facial features are or what's happening in the situation, all of that takes play. It's kind of like with the dogs, right? I mean, they're looking at you like, well, I don't have any reason. But they're reading your energy because that's what they work on. They work on energy. So if you don't believe in energy, just take a look at animals and look at how they work. And you will soon see that we are all governed by the same principles.
I have a brat. I have a brat Yorkie that has too much energy at 17 years old. That's what I have. That girl, she's something else lately. She's just been hopping all around and really needy. But I'm glad I can take her places now that I have my little ticket for emotional support dog. And folks, we got to go to a break, and we'll be right back to hear from Carrie from Pinnacle Wellness.
Spa.
Destination Midtown. Experience the difference. Reno's premier shopping extravaganza. Everything imaginable and more. Midtown matters. Get down to Midtown.
Hello, mates. James Bond 007 here from Scotland Yard Spy Shop. Where you're educated and fully operative. Training for your security devices and spy needs. Ring Dave, Scotland Yard Spy Shop, 775-323-3232.
Midtown Reno. Experience the difference. Get down to Midtown. Midtown matters.
This is Clarence Collins, producer of Keith Gallagher Jr.'s music and a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Tune in every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. and Tuesdays at 4:30 p.m. to hear Keith's music on the Music Path Show.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, lady! What's for lunch today?
Out to lunch. Mondays at noon. Join me, Deidre, your host, for an hour of artists, authors, businessmen, lawyers, charity organizations, and events. Out to lunch. Mondays at noon.
To find out what's hot and happening, join Lady J for Smooth Jazz Tune-Up.
Join me Saturdays, 10 to noon, here on America Matters.
Want to expand your advertising dollar? Sponsor this or any America Matters program by calling 775-827-8900, extension 2. Now, back to the show.
Thank you, friends, for coming back with us. We appreciate you so much for liking our page on Facebook, Business Connections with Anita, and on YouTube. And we have a full house again in here this morning, thanks to Dina over here, and we appreciate her. And I have a little friend here that popped in to say hello. Shiloh, say hello to the world.
Hi, guys.
So we're happy to have him here. And Jane had some wonderful information on energy, so if you're just tuning in, make sure you catch the podcast. Watch the broadcast later when you can.
Well, and real quick, Jane, how can they get a hold of you for more information?
Yes, Jane.
She's like, oh, what is that number again?
They can email me. That okay. would be the best way. It's okay. jrubinstein51@gmail.com.
Thank you for there sharing that information. Yes. Carrie, you have a beautiful facility. I have not made it in there yet.
Oh, Anita.
But I have heard that it is amazing. I've heard very positive things about your business, and we welcome you back.
Thank you. Thank you. About to tie you to the top of the car and bring you in.
Yeah.
There we go.
One of these days when I got maybe another week and a half of trying to get settled down in my new place, and then hopefully life will smooth out for a little while here, because this roller coaster ride hasn't been a fun one. But real quick, I want to mention again, Jake Jimrick out there in Indiana, he's in need of a kidney. I promised that I would get the word out, and so that's what we're doing, because we're going to lift people up and we're going to help them. That's what we do here at Business Connections with Anita. And it's not always business related, but you know, as people call on me to help, I'm going to do that. So tell us a little bit about what we can expect. What kind of services do you offer at your facility, and how does that help us in change? Like, we were going to talk a little bit about change, and how do we maintain a certain, because you know, sometimes we go high low through a
certain level of sanity.
Yeah, how right? do we do that? How do you help us in your facility do that?
Well, I think first of all, when you first walk into Pinnacle Wellness, your shoulders come out of your ears almost immediately. Just the atmosphere and what we've created there. And I have to give it up to my mom. She was the original practitioner through a certain amount of events with my father, kind of trial by error. People will ask me what my qualifications are, and it's like by the seat of my pants. I learned everything from my mom. I'm an interior designer by trade, as far as like exterior, interior, and now I tease that I'm an interior designer being like nutritional support and far infrared. When I was researching far infrared about 15 years ago, I was like, holy cow, like this is the medicine of the future. And then I was kind of like Cruella de Vil, like how many modalities can I find it in, right?
Yeah, so yeah.
I put together a facility that really accommodates all ages. We're not gender specific and we're not age specific. And there's an upstairs and a downstairs, and I've tried to be mindful about pairing things where people can be together if they're going to both do the Qi machine or the far infrared pod or the salt room. We have a halo therapy room that is unbelievable. It was on my vision board for about 4 years, and finally I put my stake in the ground and I made it happen. There's where manifestation and what you think about you bring about, right? Like if you put that positive in the ether, ether and you put it out there, the universe will give it back to you. So we were talking earlier about how we need to be mindful about our thoughts in our head, sloppy thinking. So if you're on your way to a job interview and you're like, oh, I'm never going to get this job, my hair is a mess,
you're
I'm not
going to come out without the
job. You're not going to get that job. If you go in there going, ding, I got this, right? You're going to get that job. So I think if we spoke to other people the way we speak to ourselves, so that's a part of that change, is changing it from sloppy thinking, changing our thoughts. Our thoughts carry vibration, our words carry vibration, and we need to be mindful of that. So even if you're thinking, God, that person's terrible, like they feel that vibration. But if you're sending them love, just like you were talking about, that heartfelt hug, that's vibration, that's frequency. And that's amazing that you do that for this community. I'm really proud to be a part of what you do, just even on a little scale. So.
Oh, well, I appreciate that so much. It was just something I wanted to do that day. I wanted to really get to know this lady. Her name's Lisa Dahl, by the way.
Aww.
So if you ever run across Lisa Dahl out there in the world making her life better, we just spent an afternoon in my car on heated leather seats to warm her up. And we cried, we prayed, we sang, and we had a great girlfriend afternoon. That's
good
what we
you.
Did. So, and I'm glad she remembered it.
Carrie, you have to tell them about the space pod.
The feng shui pod?
Yes, you have to.
It does kind of look like something out of Avatar.
Doesn't it?
It really does. So it has a vibration table, so massage table. It has chromotherapy. Different color lights work with different parts of our brain. It's got an essential oil well, so you get the aromatherapy in there as well. The chamber fills with steam, so hydration from the outside in. We live in the desert, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like we're probably drier during the winter than we are even in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
At least in the summer, we're putting lotion on because everything's exposed.
Right.
And it's about a half-hour session.
Well, we hope not.
Well, no?
Don't give Zach ideas.
Oh, come on, Zach. Where's your sense of adventure?
We get
nothing.
His face is turning red.
Well, you guys took it way left on track from where I was at.
Did
I was
that
just...
start with the cord between my legs?
And we quickly degrade.
Oh.
And now you need to tell your audience what that was all about.
Well, it was scratching, and I didn't realize it was between my legs here, and it was rubbing and making a noise, and so Craig helped me out and hung me up over here, so I won't have to do that. But what a great time. Huh?
So if you're just listening, not watching, new technology, we have headset microphones in the studio here. They're fantastic. We thank Craig for all his hard work doing this.
Yes. Yeah, so that's the deal. We have these new headsets, and Anita's going through training every week to try and keep it all straight. But, Carrie, we are blessed to have you here, and that space pod sounds amazing.
And a quick clarification, like we're saying services, so you call all the different stations modalities.
Modalities, yes.
So you can come in and... On an average, how long does it take? How much time is one modality?
On the average, a half hour. We do our foot detox is 45. The halotherapy is 45.
Okay.
The high pressure vitamin D bed is 20. But I would say on the average about a half hour. If someone's just getting in that zone, like you can tell they're going into that stage four realm of sleep, I'll let them hang. Like if I don't have somebody to come on, you know, follow them right, you know, to the next modality, then I let them sleep because sleep is something that we don't get enough of, and it is. Right up there with air. It really is. Like, you know, we can go without food for, what, 21 days?
Mm-hmm.
Water, I think, 4 days. Air, not very long. Sleep.
3 minutes.
I can't do 3 minutes. But, you know, some
not
people...
Not here at 4,500 feet anyway.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And some people just, they run on no sleep. And so it's not good quality energy that you're... I'm looking at you. Yeah, I'm looking straight at you.
No, I'm trying to disappear in this glass room right now.
Can I just say something, though? If you're looking for service, there's no place better than going to Carrie because she will take care of you. If you're looking for help and trying to get down to a problem, Jane is someone to talk to because these two ladies right here know how to take care of people, and they do it with such kindness and precision. And I am most grateful for them. And I'm most grateful for you because you do the same thing. You are on time. You do everything in your power. You work very hard. Chris, you work your butt off. I know how hard it is to get the dogs. And Zach, there's you.
He's the one that comes in 2 minutes before we go on air and says, okay, where's my notes?
Yes.
Zach just makes it look easy for
us. Yes. Right. Yes. Zach is our slip and slide, right?
Yeah. I love Zach because he really helps on the watch parties converse with our folks, and that's what helps us with the views on Facebook. And you know, without I really couldn't be sitting here typing to the folks that I want to type to, and also give you all in here my time. So he is a huge, huge piece for me. You know, he really does
great
help
support.
Me. Yep. He is a great, and he's connected me to a lot of people. And I've been going under hypnosis, trying to get rid of some junk. And I had a bat show up on my door.
Did you really?
At the new place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was about this big.
Oh, that's good.
And it was hanging upside down on my doorstep, down almost where my little Yorkie could stick her nose on it. And I was like, ah, no, you just had a rabies shot. But I guess only 1% you can get rabies
from.
It's a freak bat. You're right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he got a little confused, and he was hanging out. And then the lights came on at the end of the night to light our... You all right over there? Just make sure. So anyways, he was there, the lights, bright. Mm-hmm. He didn't leave at dusk, so he was there for a whole nother day. So for 2 days, and every time I had to move something in my house, my shivers would go from my toes all the way up to my head, and I was like, oh. So Mario finally got gloves and moved him to a tree, and then he went on his way. But I looked up the symbolic meaning of that because for me, it's rare to see a bat in Nevada, okay? In Indiana, they were all over in the woods all the time. But here, it's really rare for it to show up on a light-colored apartment building at your doorstep. I mean,
there's been so much construction.
Yeah, a lot of construction, so they're moving out of the ways and stuff. But it was interesting. But the symbolicness was death and rebirth.
There you go.
So, you know, we're moving past all this stuff that's happened to us now and the hurtful things that have been said and all that, and it's all gone now. And Mario and I are moving into our new, you know, new life. And we're looking forward to what the future brings us. And Facebook and YouTube and all my listeners out there, Business Connections with Anita loves you so much.
Thanks for joining us.
And you guys are the best part of our week. You can see more about me at afdesigns.online. And we'll see if we can't get these ladies back on in September. Everybody, you have a great hump day. We love y'all.
Bye-bye.